Once Dr. Muckety-Muck had rendered his verdict, I had little choice but to go with the consensus that I was in early stages of young-onset PD. Go with, mind you, is a long way from accept. I'd have a great distance to travel before I finally reached acceptance. Sure, I understood that the medical facts all pointed toward a confirmed diagnosis, that I would have to at least behave as if I really had this disease, research the proper medications, take whichever one was indicated, and so on. But I hadn't really fully surrendered my denial. Stubbornly, I clung to fantasies of escape, hoping against hope that somehow my diagnosis would turn out to be a mistake. Or better yet, having defied the odds by being one of a tiny population of young adults with Parkinson's, I would further defy the odds by being the only reported case of the condition magically disappearing. Exasperation, frustration, and fear were my constant companions in those early days, but I never once found myself resorting to blame. Who was there to blame? God? My notion of spirituality was different than it is now, but even if I'd been the most fundamentalist of believers, I would have assumed that God had better things to do than arbitrarily smite me with the shaking palsy. I was no Job. Blame assumes causation, and in that respect, Parkinson's disease remains a murky matter. Researchers have not yet found the exact cause of Parkinson's disease. Most believe a combination of genetic and environmental factors are involved, but no definitive data exist. There was no history of Parkinson's in my family, for example, but that doesn't mean there wasn't a genetic predisposition toward developing Parkinson's if exposed to certain environmental pollutants, such as pesticides. It's come to my attention all these many years later that at least three other people who worked with me at CBC's Vancouver studios, where we taped Leo and Me in the mid-70s, have all been diagnosed with Parkinson's at an age that would put them in the young-onset category. Was this mini-cluster a coincidence, or evidence of a common environmental cause, a sick building or chemical exposure? The last I heard, an investigation by research scientists was underway, and I have an obvious investment in the results. I'm curious about what they conclude, though not because I'm looking for someone to blame, a bad guy on whom to vent my anger by means of a well-lawyered class action suit. The real reason I'm curious is that their findings may provide one more clue in solving the mystery of causation. And discovering the cause is the surest road to the cure. The doctors had asked me if I had ever worked with or been exposed to a litany of metallic-based chemicals or abused any opiate-based drugs such as heroin, laudanum, or morphine compounds. Some young heroin addicts had developed advanced Parkinsonism after using a synthetic version of the drug containing the chemical compound MPTP. The answer to all of these questions was no. There was also the possibility that a head injury had been responsible. I'd suffered several concussions playing hockey, and I couldn't help thinking of Muhammad Ali, whose Parkinson's I assumed, perhaps falsely, may be related to the countless punishing blows he received in the ring. But the doctors all seemed quick to dismiss head trauma as a factor in the development of my symptoms. Even if I hadn't knowingly done something stupid to put me at risk, there were times when I did fault myself. My culpability, as I saw it, had to do with my failure to anticipate this calamity. For all the fretting I'd done about the ultimate no, the looming disaster that would offset all my halcyon funhouse years, I'd never prepared myself for anything quite this bleak, this perfectly shitty. Why me? Why not me? It's human nature to search for meaning, and I was sorely tempted to see my illness as a metaphor, a tendency Susan Sontag brilliantly dissected in her book, Illness as Metaphor. My Parkinson's represented the dropping of the other shoe. It was payback. It was the bill being brought to a sloppy table after an ill-deserved and underappreciated banquet. Such a turnabout I had no choice but to consider fair play. I should have seen it coming. In a way, this was my father talking, but there were times when the sentiment was mine.